Yes, you will be back. And that's exactly what we love. You know, we get it into the real sacred stuff, and we get really unique, and then boom, blast us. I love that. Yeah, Marianne's back there with Rick, and they're working behind the sound booth, and she's doing it all. Thank you. Thank you both so much. So, good morning. So, are you ready? Are you open? Are you ready to receive the gift that I know is unique and special just for you today? Good, because I've got one. And it was Gary, and so now I'm going to sit down. No. It was Gary. Thank you so much. Oh, God, it was beautiful. Oh, and you can take Gary home with you after service. His music, that is, not him personally. So he'll be at the table to sell you some of his CDs. So please, please support him in that. So today I'm talking about unique but different. And so I think I might have told you the story, but I don't remember if I did, and I'm going to tell it again. And those of you who have heard it, just smile. Anyway, when I was in ministerial school, I had a teacher, and her name was Reverend M. Louise. Eloise, thank you. I know too many ministers, I'm sorry. Eloise. And Eloise ran the Oakland church, and she was my teacher. And so I would get up really early on Sunday morning, and I would head down to be at first service at the Oakland church because I loved Reverend Eloise. And I would get down there, and I'd be there at first service because if I went to first service, then I could hurry back to Santa Rosa and be there for the second service at our community. That's how committed and dedicated I was, but actually, I needed more church. I needed to be churched more. And so that's what I did. And so this one Sunday, I went down to the Oakland church, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, people were looking at me and kind of smiling. And I thought, I must be looking really good today. And it wasn't just one person. There were others. And I, you know, you can always tell when people are looking at you and they're kind of smiling. And I'm like, oh, yeah, looking good. And I wanted to check to make sure what I was wearing so I'd be sure and wear it again because it got so much attention. Halfway through the service, I'm sitting there, I'm looking around, and I realized it wasn't what I was wearing. I was the only white person in the service that day. It was Oakland. Reverend E is black. But you see, I didn't know that. I didn't notice that. And of course, I thought it was what I was wearing. There are differences. How much do we notice differences? Unique, but different. Unique means one of a kind. It means special. Everything in this universe is unique. Everything has its own flavor, its own vibration, its own personality, its own energy. Different. Unique, but different. And I can remember my mother would constantly question me as a young child. And she'd say, why are you so different than your sisters? I looked at them and I said, this is the way I want to be. And I knew at a young age being different was a good thing. Being different meant that I was unique and special. However, for most of us, especially for me, as I got older, it changed. Unique wasn't good in my neighborhood. And I tried to be like others. Oh boy, did I try anybody? I tried to be accepted. I tried to belong. I think those were the most difficult years of my life. Believing my unique life force that was in me and alive in me, my unique nature, was unacceptable. Anybody? That there was something odd about me or different. And I could tell that that spirit of life that I so knew as a little girl had gone quiet, had gone dark. Until in 1980, I embraced science of mind. At first, I argued with Ernest Holmes. I still have the arguments in the margin of my book. Because he seemed to be harsh like the people that were in my life. But I gradually learned that what he was talking about was my unique expression, and where was it and how was it, and was I allowing it to come to life? And I learned unique is a good thing. And if you're sitting there questioning today your uniqueness, your drive, that is so alive in you that wants and desires to be expressed by God, express it. And if you need help, we've got the help. We've got the classes. We've got the time for you to embrace your specialness. And I learned gradually. I'd like to say it happened overnight. I'm still learning. Because you see, if the infinite is infinite, then so are we. So we're always learning. And learning science of mind, this was a turning point to a full, richer life, a loving, expansive life that I never thought could be possible. It was only in my dreams. And I dreamed good. Now I live that goodness of my dream. And I brought today with me a picture that Rick and I have in our home, because I want you, as you look at that and as I speak to you, that you see that what would it be like if and I have one of my very best friends is there visiting the tulips right now. But what would that feel look like if they were all just purple or all just white? Or all just yellow. It wouldn't be so unique and so beautiful. I love that picture. Right at the bottom of our stairs. Oneness, by definition, is incomparable. And each one of us is incomparable, is a blessing to this life. Stop in this moment and it just, wow, I am a blessing to this life. Imagine that the infinite intelligence created everything with a purpose in mind. You are that purpose. I believe that our personal freedom begins with when we learn to love and celebrate our unique self. Because until we do, we go to sleep. Aren't you glad I woke up? Yes. In this month's Science of Mind magazine, Eugene Holden, I read his every month. He's one of the practitioners. Science of Mind magazine, he said, "There is no one else on the planet like you. You are one of a kind. The love you share and the gifts you bring are like no other. Spirit loved the world so much that it chose you to be represented as you, your divine magnificent self." So let's personalize what Eugene says and go to our screen. There is no one on this planet like me. So let's say this together. There is no one on this planet like me. I am one of a kind. The love I share, The gifts I bring are like no other. Breathe that in. No one else has your gifts. More. Spirit loved the world so much, it created me. What? Think of that. Hallelujah. Okay, let's keep going. I celebrate my difference. I am glad I am unique. God in me, as me, is uniquely expressing. Hallelujah. Say that again. Hallelujah. One more time. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. Good stuff. What would be different in your life if you said that every day? Would you be okay if you were the only purple one in that picture? Yes. Because you'd be the best purple one in the whole field. So let's use this. Let's use this time to deepen into our own divine nature. Oh, who am I in all of this? Isn't it funny? We celebrate different types of dogs and cats, fish and trees, and different foods and cars. I love different cars. I love going to the doggy park with Bodie, and I always put dog snacks in my pocket so all the dogs come over to say hello to me. The owners think, wow, my dog doesn't say hello to people usually. I said, I'm very special. We all are special. Why is it that we don't shout in praise and gratitude our human differences? Ernest Holmes, our founder, says, each individual is a unique variation in the universe. No two people are alike. And yet all people are rooted in that which is identical. We all come from our divine source. We all come from the one life, one God. Unique and different individual expression of the infinite. Let's stop for a moment and imagine God's garden. The breath. Oh, God's garden. Each of us created from God's garden of love, anchored, grown, each grown from divine love, the very blessing, all of us coming from the same source, yet different colors, different hair, different skin, different eyes, unique and special. We were all grown out of the same soil, uniquely, individually. The same soil is God. As author Tracy Brown says, ignoring the beauty and the value of uniqueness of different types of people is equivalent to ignoring God's beautiful garden of unique humanity. Diversity is not the problem. It is the stories or old beliefs we tell about diversity that is our problem with differences. Here's an example I always use when we talk about diversity. Imagine two men living in the South, in these United States. One is Catholic and one is Protestant. They would be together. They would be very together, critical and suspicious against color of skin. Think about that. And yet these two men, if they lived in Ireland, they would be on the opposite sides of suspicion. Because in Ireland, the criticalness would be against religion, not color. Catholic against Protestant. So I ask us this question this morning, who's right? Neither one. It's the story they have lived and been told. What story have you been told about you that dims your light? See, ignoring the beauty and the value and the uniqueness of different types of people is equivalent to ignoring God's divine nature of humanity. They're made to be different, giving us opportunities to grow, to choose, to live foolishly with prejudice, or to live with grace and acceptance. Today we're going to call upon divine order of life's unique expression in us, through us, and as us. I believe that every day we get to choose to pitch our tent, to build our day in divine order, to prepare ourselves for good, to show up living from our unique God presence, taking steps of faith, choosing to be wise stewards of God's garden of unique beings. Knowing the mind of God in you, as you, as your trusted companion. You're never alone. Wanting the best for yourself and wanting the same for all of humanity. Wow. Let's think on that this morning. Now imagine, again, the Queen of England. She walks into the room, regal. She's not the prettiest woman in the room. She's actually not the richest. She's rich, but she's not the richest. However, she knows who she is. From early on in her childhood, she has been trained, she has been taught that she was born royal. She walks in her royalness. You know it as soon as you see her. She's not the prettiest or the smartest in the room. But the queen respects herself. You can see it, yes? We each have the same royal heritage as the creation of the living, loving God. What if we walked into every moment uplifted as the child of the Most High God? Unique, one of a kind, expression of God the Father of all in you, as you, that you knew this is your divine birthright, royal, regal. I believe that if we each took that regal attitude, we'd be really honoring ourselves, and in so doing, we would honor all the differences of those around us. Yes? Yeah. See, I believe differences are here for us to learn to love ourselves, to honor each and every one of us. And when we learn to honor ourselves and be the regal person that we are, then we can fully know that we are the beloved of God. Good that is. And in this, we will automatically know that is true for our neighbor also. Unique, but different. Should celebrate that. Yes? Yeah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's take that into a quick moment of prayer. Knowing that this unique, divine, magnificent self, God so loves, there is only one life, and that life is God's life, and that life is desiring and is expressing in and through and as each and every one of us, unique and different and special, regal, royal, child of the living, loving, breathing God, in us, as us. And after this moment, after today, we will never be the same again. We will never see ourselves less, knowing and accepting that this wonderful, loving power and presence is healing whatever needs to be healed, is revealing and rejoicing in our own found and created freedom to be unique, to be special, to be different. Hallelujah. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, and we stay open and available and receptive to this divine mind that lives within us, that guides us through every moment, every breath we breathe. And we give thanks for that. And we give thanks for so much more that is yet to be revealed. God is infinite. He desires us to know that infinite nature within us. So I just release this, my word, into the all-loving, all-giving, all-nurturing presence of the Mother, Father, God. Knowing it is already complete, it is wholly perfect. And if you're in agreement, then we say together, and so it is. Amen.